So, when you walk down a crowded city street, like dodging hundreds of people, it kind of feels like you're the main character in a movie, and everyone else is just, well, an extra.
Right, yeah. Just, background character.
Exactly. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a really fascinating stack of your sources today, focusing specifically on your week 10 coursework.
I mean, looking mainly at the Chapter 10 materials and your personal notes.
Yeah. And our mission is basically to prep you for day one. We're looking at a pretty hard law from your texts today, the idea that, well, when it comes to what you want and those you love, no one will ever care as much or work as hard as you.
Which, sounds incredibly harsh on the surface.
Oh, completely harsh. It's a tough pill to swallow.
But when we look at the science behind why that happens, it actually transforms into this remarkably liberating truth. Like, you can use it to completely redesign your daily behavior today.
Right, so the text introduces this idea of focused detachment. Think back to that busy street we just mentioned. We essentially treat the complex humans around us like NPCs, non-player characters in a video game.
Yeah, we avoid bumping into them, but we aren't deeply invested in their internal struggles or, like, their life stories.
Right, exactly. And why is that? From a psychological view, it feels almost cold.
Well, biologically, we just can't be invested. From a metabolic and neurological standpoint, the human brain simply lacks the cognitive bandwidth to process the intricate lives of everyone we interact with.
So it's basically an energy thing.
Exactly. I mean, the brain consumes about 20% of the body's energy. So to conserve that fuel, it has to prioritize immediate personal survival.
Immediate goals.
Right. Which means even your doctor or your closest coworkers, they have their own main quests to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they literally lack the physical neural capacity to carry your priorities. And since everyone else is wired exactly the same way you are, it's mathematically impossible for them to care about your success or health as much as you do.
That is fascinating. So that cognitive bottleneck explains the stranger on the street, but it makes the day one journaling prompt incredibly uncomfortable
Oh, absolutely.
because you are asked to write down where are you treating yourself in a way you would never allow others to treat you, or like never permit your child to treat themselves.
Like ignoring your finances.
Right? Or running on 4 hours of sleep. But wait, I'm stuck on something here.
What's that?
If we are biologically hardwired to be these self-focused main characters, why do we constantly sacrifice our own health or boundaries for others?
Right, that seems like a total contradiction.
Yeah, I mean, it makes zero evolutionary sense.
Well, it doesn't make evolutionary sense, but it's a byproduct of modern socialization, really conflicting with our biology.
Yeah, bad programming.
Exactly. We are taught from a very young age that prioritizing ourselves is inherently selfish, but failing to care for your own baseline creates severe cognitive dissonance.
Which is a highly stressful physiological state, right?
Yeah, your brain registers a threat because your actions contradict your biological survival needs. So that journaling prompt isn't just, a reflection
It's
exercise.
like running a diagnostic scan on your operating system.
Yes, it immediately flags where your daily behavior is violating your core programming.
Yeah.
Loving yourself isn't selfish. I mean, it is a neurological necessity if you want the capacity to care for anyone else.
Which brings us directly to the mental codes you'll be using three times today to fix those flagged errors.
The rewrites.
Right. Number one, computer, if it matters to me, assume I must carry the load. Number two, computer, never expect other people to care about my priorities as much as I do.
And the third one.
Yep. Number three, computer, my family, my future, and my life are my job.
This is where we leverage Hebbian learning. So there's a rule in neuroscience, neurons that fire together, wire together.
Right. So by actively repeating those specific codes, morning, noon, and night, you aren't just reciting affirmations.
No, you are literally paving a new neural superhighway. You're making personal ownership the default physiological response rather than some stressful forced habit.
And your day one work actually continues right as your head hits the pillow.
Oh, yeah, the bedtime question. I love this part.
Right. You are instructed to seed your brain with a final question about self-responsibility right before you go to sleep. Why does that work?
Because, the brain doesn't shut off when you sleep. It shifts into consolidation mode.
Pruning and strengthening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you drop a targeted question into your mind right before sleep, you're directing your subconscious to prune weak neural connections and strengthen the ones related to that concept.
So you're putting your brain to work, resolving that cognitive dissonance while you rest. That is incredible. So to wrap this up, grab your workbook, answer today's questions with total honesty, and do your mental rewrites.
Get your mind primed and ready to tackle tomorrow's module.
Definitely. But before you go, consider this. If everyone else's brain is naturally filtering you out as an NPC just to save energy, how much of your daily anxiety is wasted worrying about the opinions of people who literally do not have the biological bandwidth to judge you?